Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, January 20th, 2025. My newest segment of Markets and Look Ahead, and it's going to be beautiful and freaking fantastic. As always, people, look, man, we got to have a little fun once in a while. But then again, we got to get serious. I want to start off with this couple of things going on right now. And I'm concerned about this on multiple levels, but I'm going to name one. Scammers. Be very careful for this. Most of you already know that on Friday, President, now Trump, did release a meme token. This thing took off. It has been on quite a wild ride as of now. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, first of all, look, I am not suggesting in any way that you buy Trump's meme token or now Melania's meme token, which just came out yesterday. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because right on this very blog, we got slammed with scammers. I didn't even know about it. One of my fantastic moderators brought this to my attention, and they've all been removed, at least for the most part. But anyway, I wanted you to be aware of this. This new Trump meme token. Let me just read this to you real quick here. So Trump's crypto token surges to 10.7 billion market cap, but it's been on quite a wild ride. So launched on Friday, Trump's meme coin, also known as $Trump. This is his newly created cryptocurrency. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on with this one. Now, just yesterday, Melania followed suit with releasing her own meme token here. So let's see. And this is under $Melania. Look, man, I am doing my best to make sure you guys and girls don't get scammed. Now, look, man, I'm not saying you guys and girls do what you want with this. You're all smart enough, okay? As a matter of fact, I'm running a poll right now. Do you believe that meme coins are a store of value, or are these just another scam? And you guys and girls can make up your mind on that. So anyway, this is Melania on Sunday. This is what this is, Fox Business. So on Sunday, the incoming U.S. First Lady, Melania Trump, okay, has followed her husband's lead with launching a multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency meme coin. And cryptocurrencies are rallying massively. We did hit a record high with regard to Bitcoin. It did come down just a little bit. This is what's happening here right now. You got XRP continuing one heck of a run. And it's pretty amazing. All of you know I did. People, look, Greg's an open book. I told you what I did at the end of last week. I did buy more Bitcoin and XRP. I am not sure I am done there. I will probably be buying more. Now, look, if you guys are curious as to what I'm going to be doing with Trump's meme token or Melania, wrong one. This one, I will not be putting any cash to work in these. But you guys and girls, again, smart enough to know what you should and should not do. Now, let us move forward as to what's happening. I want to show you something that really should not surprise you, because we're not the only ones watching this. Here's a headline here from MarketWatch. Stock market rally depends on the answer to this real question about bond yields. Look, you and I, and it seems like a lot of others now, are clearly understand that this whole the stock market itself has become a scam too, on the back of currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates here. And everything depends on the debt market. You know that moving forward. Now, right now, the 10-year yield, which is the key, is lower. It did push the MMRI lower. Let me put this to you a different way. And I really do hope that this makes sense to you, what I'm about to say. What happens with the entire financial system, forget about the stock market for a moment, depends on one thing and one thing only. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? You probably know what I'm going to say. Currency devaluation. Exactly. The more pressure that central banks and world leaders can put on the currency, in other words, sucking its purchasing power out of it, the more they can do, the higher the markets of the world could potentially go. Now, it is very possible, and we started to see this already, the Federal Reserve, central banks getting in here, buying epic sums, no, astronomical sums of debt, stepping in at just the right time. You remember how you and I called this? What did we say? If they didn't get in here, they, central banks, get into the market and start buying all the debt, well, this would melt down. And wouldn't you know it, a week after we started saying that, whammo, a miracle happened. Of course, it's a miracle, right? An act of whatever it might be, central banks get in here and they started buying the debt like there's no tomorrow. Now, what does this mechanism do? You know what I'm going to tell you, at least I hope you do. When a central bank gets in here and just creates cash out of nothing, in this case to buy the debt, it's an astonishing mechanism here. Think about it. They issue debt through one door in the form of currency. Currency is what? Units of debt. These are not units of wealth. Then they buy it back through another door, treasuries here. It's crazy. And that mechanism, this revolving door itself, it's a vortex of inflation. It's a vortex of inflation. Currency devaluation. And what happened? Stock markets, boom, around the world. But as of right now, we have still not recovered from the December high with regard to the S&P 500 in December. And I'm waiting. I want to see where this is going to go. You all know that. And you will all be made well aware of what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you. What I always tell you, an open book, all right? Greg does this, that, the other thing. I tell you what I'm going to do. When I'm doing it, doesn't mean you should follow suit. You should think about what it means for you. Now, listen. If we understand here, the only way, and I mean this, the only way they can continue to prop up these world stock markets here, which have no touch with reality whatsoever, no price discovery anymore whatsoever, is they have to kill the currency. They have to kill the currency, which is obviously what they're trying to do here. Look at what's happening here. The crypto capital of the world, Trump's meme coin, Melania's meme coin, right on the cusp of the inauguration today, lovely and fantastic. And, you know, look what they got to do, man. This is where we're being pushed into this new system. You all know that. And they got to kill the currency. They have to get people to accept cryptocurrency and get used to utilizing it and using it. You're going to see a lot more of this moving forward. But part of this, the switch from the old system into the new, is killing the currency and making it harder on people. And that, my friends out here, could be a setup for a couple of things. Is it going to be enough to prop up the stock market? They're going to kill the currency moving forward. They're going to kill it. And this is not just the Federal Reserve. This is central banks around the world. And again, this is their strength. This is their power. The more currency they issue, the more, which is debt, the more debt they issue and buy back, the stronger they become. That's how the mechanism works. And I sincerely believe what I'm about to tell you, and I've already said this multiple times, but I'm going to tell you again. There's no way that the world economy is going to recover here from the disaster that's been set up. This is central banks. You know that. But you're going to hear a lot of talk about, you know, we're going to be cutting rates, and that's exactly what we need to strengthen our economy. You know that this is a complete lie here. Cutting rates is what? A mechanism to kill the purchasing power of the currency. They sell you these things. And I'm going to go over this in just a moment. You're going to find this in your inbox if you subscribe to my newsletter. Again, 100% free. Link in the description of this video. But as the economy gets worse off, and it ain't getting any better, just in case you're wondering if it's going to change after today, you're going to see debts and deficits balloon faster than we've ever seen in history. That also means, again, who makes up the debt? Who makes up the difference in the debts and deficits that we're making? We can't just keep running these. It's the central banks, in this case, the Fed. They have to get in. They're more than happy to, of course, lend. It gets added to the debt that you and I owe to, I guess, them, of course. And we get sucked completely dry. You know, you see how the mechanism works here? And you're going to hear calls for lower rates. We're lowering rates and possibly even negative rates moving forward. So let me just to just recap what I'm saying here real quick in a sentence. In order to prop up the stock markets, they have to kill the currency, which means, what does it mean for you? Again, massive loss of purchasing power. So with that said, let's cover this real quick. And people, look, man, I put this stuff out for you. It's free information. This is going to show up in the Trends Journal and a few other publications as well. You guys and girls, as part of my team out here, our team, you get this first. Share this stuff and get it out there, because I can't imagine where you're going to get this. Anyway, so markets and the economy. Listen to the title here. A grand deception and a fundamental lie plays right into what I'm discussing with you. And you can see the move into this crypto system, a meme coin system, whatever it might be, getting you comfortable with it so they can eventually switch it. You understand? Anyway, markets and the economy, a grand deception and a fundamental lie. And here's just a quick review. In finance and economics, there exist only two fundamental truths, which when implemented are beneficial to we the people of the world. And these two fundamental truths are, number one, to have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. A strong currency meaning having purchasing power, not relative strength. Now pay attention to this. Relative strength only refers to comparative strength. Now, both the mainstream media and, of course, politicians prey on people not being aware of the difference between relative strength and, of course, absolute strength. Relative strength is nothing but comparative strength, okay? They prey on that, and they think you're stupid. Politicians will say things like, our currency is strong. This is deceptive, as most people perceive this as purchasing power. It isn't. Now, number two. To have a strong currency, meaning a high purchasing power, you need a corresponding rate of interest high enough to support the purchasing power of the currency. No, we don't. Look, man, we want a real money system. We want a constitutional money system. Am I correct on this? Would most of you agree? Or do you really want to be pushed into yet another central bank run system? That's what they're doing. I don't think you want that. We could eliminate central banking. Trump could do it today if he said today was the day we're going back to a gold standard. A constitutional money system, the Fed would have to close their doors. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is the release of the Trump's own meme coin, Melania's meme coin, were being thrust into a tokenized system. You all know that. Anyway, so again, these two listed fundamental truths are universal. However, when these two fundamental truths are flipped upside down, both the economy and the people suffer. However, for those who run the system and know how to take advantage of it, they benefit greatly from turning them upside down. That's why you're not going to see this change. The billionaires here, they all thrive on the system here. You can see how it's playing out right now. If this doesn't make any sense to you, if you think I'm calling out Trump because he's a billionaire, they're all in the same boat. We're being run now by the ultra-rich, the 1 and 2%ers, the oligarchs. You realize that is what's happening here. That's what you voted for, right? Anyway, selling a fundamental lie. Central bankers, politicians, and Wall Street all work closely together. And they are in the business of selling lies, deceptions, distractions, half-truths, backtracking, propagating public misinformation, and the like. This is devilism, in my opinion. An integral part of their coordinated deception is selling we the people of the world on the grand idea, are you ready, that lower rates is what we need to make our economy strong. And I go on to say, go ahead, make it up, because we already know what the two fundamental truths are. To have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. But they think you're dumb. They think you're stupid. Anyway, if we understand that lower rates steals purchasing power from the currency, how is it that lowering rates is beneficial to we the people and the economy? Having lower rates sounds good to those seeking to borrow. However, pay attention, people. Having lower rates now means you need to borrow more weakened currency brought about directly by lower rates. Moreover, now that it will take even more devalued currency to pay back what you just borrowed, well, how does that put you in a better spot? Explain that to me. The overall effect of lower rates and therefore currency purchasing power losses is inflation. But no one's going to tell you that. You remember, it's the blame game. It's this person's fault. It's that person's fault. It cannot possibly be the fault of a central bank, right? You can't know that. That's why not a single question came up during the presidential debate on monetary policy. Make it up. Moreover, the effect of lower rates creates massive price action distortions. By weakening the currency, this is what I'm leading up to with the stock market. By weakening the currency and therefore creating inflation, weakening the economy, low rates are also responsible for producing asset bubbles, stock market bubbles, and real estate bubbles. Today, losses of currency purchasing power are also, among other things, causing cash to seek yield in cryptocurrencies. What do we already know? What do we all know? Cash seeks yield. Does that ring a bell? All right. Low rates inflate stock market and real estate bubbles. Cash always seeks yield. Low rates are directly responsible for inflating stock market bubbles. When rates are low, it opens up a doorway for cash to flow into risk assets like stocks. This mechanism invariably leads to wild speculation in the stock market, and the result is massive price action distortions, stock market bubbles. Really? Oh, wow. Make this stuff up. Low rates and therefore currency purchasing power losses inflate real estate / housing prices. The result is higher rent and vastly inflated real estate prices. Really? No one's going to tell you that one either, are they? No. Lower rates and therefore currency power losses are also lower our standard of living. People now must work harder and longer to acquire more devalued currency to maintain a particular lifestyle. This is what they're doing. The mechanism of killing the currency and then transitioning us into this crypto capital of the world. It looks like meme token capital of the world now by the president and the first lady, and probably the other, I would imagine the other Trump family members are going to get on board here. Why would they not? They got legions of people who will blindly throw cash at them. Beautiful. Go ahead, do it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with capitalism, right? If this is what we're all about, I guess so, right? Anyway, you understand what I'm talking about here? The mechanism here is such a lie to people, and they're going to sell it to you. This is what they've been doing. Selling it to you as a way to strengthen the economy. How's it look around the world? How's the economy of the world look to you? Creating at its fastest pace on record while debt is surging at its fastest pace ever. Do you see what's happening here, or does the truth still elude you? Lower rates accelerates global debt hyperbubbles. The simplest way for me to put a perspective on how lower rates accelerates debt hyperbubbles is this. As lower rates are responsible for currency purchasing power losses, the demand for more currency grows. Central banks get to inflate via this mechanism, and they get stronger. Wow. It's too much. It really is. The effect of low rates / currency purchasing power destruction is an economic wrecking machine. We're almost done. However, this mechanism allows central banks to inflate and introduce more new money into the system. The effect of new money pumped into the system does not affect all people equally, as those closest to the money benefit. This close to the money benefit is due to the inherent lag effect of how cash moves through an economy. Now, to further understand this concept, people, I'm going to urge you again, look up the Cantillon effect. No one's going to tell you this stuff. Is a central banker going to tell you this stuff? Is the newly selected today President Trump going to tell you that? Or his wife Melania? I don't think so. Anyway, let's talk. Stock market investors, real estate investors, cryptocurrency investors, Wall Street super banks, central banks, the ultra-rich, multinational corporations all benefit from low rates and currency purchasing power losses by knowing how to capitalize on price action distortions. That's all we got left. Low rates and the promise of even lower rates to come, possibly even negative rates. I think that's the setup. As the world economy freefalls faster, will assure the creation of a modern global neo-feudalistic paradigm. Now listen, you guys and girls are free to disagree with me on all that, and I would love to hear from you on these things. You think I nailed it to the wall? You think we nailed it to the wall? This isn't my thing. This is our thing, people, and we're not going to stop. The scammers aren't going to stop, and we're going to reveal all of it, all the lies, all the nonsense. They want us gone. And I can't believe the speed at which we are being thrust into this new system. honestly. It's incredible. And that means, in my opinion, and I would think most of you would agree, that we are going to see purchasing power destruction on an epic scale moving forward. Remember, to have a higher stock market here, they have to kill the currency. You have to see rates suppressed further. And that mechanism here, as we just outlined, opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets, inflating a bigger stock market hyperbubble. We do not need lower rates. We need vastly higher rates, which would strengthen the purchasing power of the currency. And your life, my beautiful friends right here, would get a lot better. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying, or is it just, it's not? If it isn't, like I said, this is in your inbox, this paper. I want you to go through this. I want you to read it slowly. Some of you are in economics school. Bring that piece of literature to your economics professor. See what they have to say about it. Guys and girls, I love you all so much from the heart. I mean that. I really, really do. So look, I think we're on the same page. We understand what's happening and what to expect. At least I hope you do. And we're going to see the effects of everything that we've been speaking about over the last at least a year, leading up to the presidential selection, what's going to happen moving forward here. And everything is just really honestly following exactly along the dots that we have connected. And just by connecting these dots a little further, it's too easy. And that really, maybe it's just too easy because you and I have a really, really, I think, in-depth understanding of the system. Most people have no idea at all whatsoever how it works, why it works, what's actually happening to them. They don't know it. It's got to be, I've never, in my nearly 60 years of life, I'll be 60 years old come July. I can't believe that. I've never seen anything like this before, never heard of it. But again, what else would you expect as they take the system apart piece by piece as we're being pushed into this new system? It's an incredible thing to see, honestly. But anyway, look, man, what we're going to do is take advantage of this in every way that we possibly can moving forward. People, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to, if you are new here, you need to start hoarding gold, especially silver here, betting against the system, as I've been telling you since day one. Bet against the debt. You're going to see, mark my words here, and if I'm wrong, I will call myself out right here, because a lot of you believe that the Trump era, which begins today, we're going to see debts and deficits shrink dramatically. I'm here to tell you that the polar opposite is going to happen, not just here, but around the entire world. Again, think about why. Central banks are in here. They're buying it all. Their mechanism, their very existence depends on them killing the purchasing power of their currency to allow themselves to inflate. You understand? This is what we're seeing. Rate cuts. Why Trump promised you during the campaign, you're going to get lower rates. Let's see how he follows through with that. Again, he can't do it. He has to work with the Fed to lower rates here. All world leaders have to do that. They don't have a printing press in their offices. They don't have the ability to buy debt, to create it or buy. But a president, in this case, can work with the central bank to allow this to happen. A president can work with the central bank to issue in what they've wanted since forever here, a tokenized system, a cross-border trans-world system. This is where we're going. Does this make sense to you? Do you not see it? Anyway, look, I'm preaching to the choir here for the most part, people. All right, that's kind of where we're at. I want to hear from you on the things that we've spoken about here. And I want to hear one thing from you, honestly. And look, with regard to these meme coins, we got Trump's coin, Trump's, again, $Trump. Be very careful, people. Be very careful for scams on this, and I'm expecting to see more right on this blog. Hashtag Trump, $Trump, $Melania. If you see these things, okay, with links in any comments here, these are probably 100% going to be scams. I will do my best to get rid of these along with my moderators. Let's do this. We don't want anyone to lose, you understand? But Are you guys and girls planning on investing in meme tokens, or do you think these are scam tokens? Interesting, right? Love you all from the heart. I mean that, people. I will see you in the morning. And we'll get this done as usual. Okay, people, look, until we see each other again, and we will, all right? Please take care of yourselves and each other.